The letter number 1708 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is dated Baruch Hashem Yudalat Tammuz Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to a rabbi with a big titles over here. This Rabbi Ephraim Elazar Shiha Yichya Koyin Yalus was his last name. He used to come to many of the Rebbe's gatherings. He was a strong. He was an older and a very respected rabbi, and he was really had a lot of respect and a follower of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe first writes to him that it was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the 10th day of Tammuz and the one that preceded it. And as you requested, when I was during the Festival of Redemption of Yud Gimel Tammuz, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I mentioned you and your family members as you have marked it at the bottom of your letter. Now, this goes into a little bit of a discussion in the Hasidic teachings. He asked the Rebbe that he didn't quite understand what was brought down in the Likutei Torah over there about the idea Zerubbabel. This is in the prophet that we read in the Haftorah that we read about Zerubbabel. So the Rebbe says that you didn't explain exactly what kind of the contradiction over there, but basically the concept over there that Zerubbabel is the sowing, the fact that Jewish people are considered to be sowing, the sowings of Hashem. Hashem sort of sows them in this world for them to produce. And that's Bavel because it's all a mixture over there. So that applies to the generation. A mixed generation, a mixed leaders, a mixed leadership, it's all Zerubbabel. Alright, anyways, that's a subject matter which we'll just move on. And like also, the Rebbe also addresses, he mentioned that this is a short mimer, and the Rebbe says that, you know, some of the original the memorim that the Rebbe used to say, the Alter Rebbe, they came before Petersburg, they were short, and that's a shorter one of those shorter memorim. The Rebbe ends up with a blessing for a healthy summer for you and your family members.